Hello, thank you for calling customer support. You're speaking with Marquez. How may I help you?
Hi, Marquez. This is Imani. I'm calling from Capital One on a recorded line. I have a customer on my back line. He was billed by you guys, but he's not 100% sure what he might have signed up for. Would you be able to help him get some more details?
Yes, ma'am. I can take a look. One moment.
Okay. Yeah, just let me know when to merge him in.
Okay. Okay, shouldn't take long, ma'am. Let's see here. Could I just have the customer's zip code and name?
I actually don't have a zip code, but I can put them on the line so you can give you whatever you need.
Okay.
Give me one moment. Thank you so much for your patience, sir. I do have someone on the line here. He's going to ask you some questions, see if we can find an account.
Okay. I'll just need your zip code first and then your name.
Zip code, well, my billing zip code is 30325. My home address is different. Does this have anything to do with Square?
No, sir, I'm not familiar with that. But is your name John Martin?
Yes, it is.
Okay, for security purposes, could you verify your billing address and I can go over the charge?
My billing address is P.O. Box.
Okay.
My mind's gone blank. I think it's 30525. Or either.
Okay.
Wait a minute. My mind's gone blank. Anything else? It's Atlanta, Georgia. The billing address is 30325. This is embarrassing. Too heavy in my notes.
Okay, do you mind if I put... I see the order here, sir. Do you mind if I put...
I've got my... I can give you my street address, if that's... But it's
well,
a
sir,
post office box.
I have it here, sir. It's a P.O. box. You remember the name for that, for the P.O. box, sir?
I think it's 250505.
All right.
I'm looking. I am so embarrassed.
Let's see here.
It looks like a charge was made on the 3rd and was maybe posted on the 4th.
All right, so I do see here, sir, there was an order placed on January 30th for a smartwatch where you only paid the shipping price of $7.95. Do you recall purchasing that, sir?
Say that again. I purchased what?
A smartwatch for $7.95 shipping.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do remember that, and... I remember the there was a small mailing charge. Yes, I do remember that.
Okay.
I don't know what this February the 4th, $56.95 charge is.
Okay, do you mind if I put you on a brief hold to take a look?
Sure.
All right.
Still looking for my post office box.
Okay, sorry for that hold, sir. So I see here,
yes.
Where this charge is coming from is our Gadgets Club membership. So according to the terms and conditions for that smartwatch you purchased for only shipping, yes, the smartwatch is paid off, but according to the terms, you were placed under a limited time trial offer. And let's see, this trial did last for 4 days, but once it ended...
That was not... okay, I hear what you're saying. That's not what my interpretation of it was. Please cancel the shipping, take the charges off, please.
Okay, one moment. Let's see.
That is totally not what was represented.
Okay, sir, do you recall reading over the terms and conditions? Because in there it did state where you would be enrolled after the 4 day period. And with this Gadgets Club membership.
I mean, I hadn't got anything. I don't.
Well, sir, the information was sent through email. The email we have here is John W. Martin Jr. at MSN.com. And there you would be.
That's my email. Yes.
Yes, sir. And the email that you input for the watch, it was sent there. And there you will seek all your benefits for the membership, which is access to the Factory Direct Savings Store, which is where the smartwatch is from, along with a $125 store credit, which you can only spend there. And you will receive that store credit a month with that membership. But what I'm going to go ahead and do for you, let's see.
Well, the watch has not come.
Well, so you didn't receive the watch, sir?
Oh, no, no, no watch has come.
Okay, so we do have the tracking number here for that watch. Let's see. And it's currently in transit. Your expected delivery date is, let's see. It should actually be out for delivery tomorrow.
Well, now let me get something straight, because... Okay, I paid the shipping.
And also with this charge, sir, with an early cancellation, I would be able to issue a 50% refund on this charge. And this would be
okay,
for the membership charge.
Okay. The membership charge is to just simply be able to read what all it's saying?
I'm sorry, sir. I couldn't hear you that well.
I'm not sure what this is. I want to cancel that, please.
Okay. One moment. The subscription is canceled, sir.
When the watch
would
comes
like
in,
me?
I'll return to sender.
Well, sir, after the trial period ended, the return policy does expire, and sir, the watch is paid off for. There's no additional charge for the watch. You're only being charged for the membership here.
So there
will be no need to return the watch.
That's what. That's something that's come out of a clear blue sky,
sir.
You know, maybe that email. I mean, maybe it came in. If it did, it probably went to my junk mail, because if I had seen something like that, I'd be jumping on it.
Okay. Well, sir, we do have record that it did send. But the membership is canceled now, sir. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes, Capital One is on the line, of which I appreciate. The canceling of what, the $56.95?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's great. Now let me ask you this, and yes, I do want the confirmation number.
Well, you will also receive the cancellation email within 24 to 48 hours, and the refund
okay.
will process within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and do I need to send the watch back?
No, sir. What you were only being charged for was the membership. The membership isn't required to keep the watch, sir, so there will be no need to return it.
Okay. All right. Well, what is the cancellation confirmation number?
Okay. It is C as in Charlie.
2588 893 982. Yes, sir. All right, sir. I've got that. I appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, sir. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice night.
You too. Capital One, are you there?
Yes, sir.